Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So you know who Anita Hill is, right? We had a young staffer come on recently who never heard of Anita Hill. So if you don't know, 20 years ago, it was really 1992 when Clarence Thomas was being confirmed for the Supreme Court, Anita Hill, a college professor who we used to work with, accused him of sexual harassment. Judge Thomas's wife, Ginny, just called Ms. Hill the other day. Why, after 18 years, everybody's trying to figure out, looking for an apology. And according to people who heard this voicemail message, Mrs. Thomas said, "Good morning, Anita Hill. It's Jenny Thomas. I just wanted to reach across the airwaves and the years and ask you to consider something. I would love you to consider an apology sometime and some full explanation of why you did what you did with my husband. So give it some thought and certainly pray about this and come to understand why you did what you did. Okay, have a good day." I love that it ended with "have a good day." And since Virginia Thomas did this on Anita Hill's voicemail, we want you to frame your apology request in the language of a voicemail message. So your calls are coming in, so we're going to take your calls in just a minute on this. Who from the 90s would you like to apologize to you? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Some ones that have come in on our Facebook page already. Eddie says, "The guy who told me not to invest in Apple." Caroline says, "Clarence Thomas owes us an apology." Someone else said, "Ronald Reagan, Bill Gates, and Millie Vanilli." Chris wrote, "I'm sure there's some jerk from my kindergarten class who could stand to say I'm sorry. And Jolene wrote, "My guidance counselor from high school owes me an apology." And Mary said, "Let's just call her Lori N." Julie in Queens, you're on WNYC. Who from the 90s would you like to apologize to you?
Well, my apology would come at the end of the 90s during Y2K, the whole craze that if we did not put certain applications on our computers or whatever the case was to not have them totally destroyed by the year 2000.
All who profited from the Y2K freakout.
Yes.
Overreaction and freakout. Thank you. Matt in Long Island, who would you like to apologize from the 90s to you? And please wait for the beep.
Hey, Bill Clinton. It's Matt Record. I just wanted to call and say that I really wish that you had not given conservatives permission to move everything to the right. I wish you'd been a real Democrat. And I really wish that you didn't further this entire idea of deregulation, because that's not your job. That's the Republicans' job. And now my family is suffering for it. So I think you owe me an apology.
Thank you very much. And have a nice day. Matt got it in the form of a voicemail message. Lisa in West Caldwell, please wait for the beep.
Hi, Hillary. This is Lisa. We worked together for about 20 years as art teachers in the same building, if you'll recall. And you always undercut me, always trying to make yourself look better. And I just figured that our job was to do the best for the children, and you never collaborated with me, and I really regret our missed opportunities. So if you get a chance to apologize to me, please do, and I guess have a nice day. Thanks.
Thank you, Lisa. Juan in Manhattan, please wait for the beep.
Hey, I'm trying to leave a message for Rudy Giuliani. Rudy, listen, I grew up in New York City, and it used to be a place where artists felt welcome, where people who were young and hungry to do something interesting in the world could afford to live, and a place where major corporations knew that they weren't going to get sweetheart deals because New York City wasn't a place for them. New York City was a place where people had more interesting things on their mind than walking around and seeing an M&M store or Disneyland in Times Square. So I just want an apology for you. I was wondering if you would consider apologizing to me and the people in New York City for making a much more predictable, less interesting, and less idiosyncratic place to live. Thank you very much. I'll wait for your call.
And have a nice day. And Carl in Parsippany, please wait for the beep.
Hello, President George H.W. Bush. This is Carl. I wanted an apology for the approximately 5% of American citizens who consider themselves atheists, as you once famously said, that you don't consider atheists American citizens. Well, there's more of us now, and you may or may not know. And I think it's about time you fess up and give us the credit we deserve as being Americans. Thank you.
And have a nice day. Matt in Great Neck, please wait for the beep.
Hi, to Patrick Ewing and the entire New York Knicks organization. I just wanted an apology to all your Knicks fans who were promised a championship when Patrick Ewing was drafted and did not deliver. Have a nice day.
And those are all the requested apologies from people from the 90s that we have time for. You may continue on the Brian Lehrer Facebook page, and we'll see if Anita Hill gets back to Mrs. Clarence Thomas. Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, and Paige Coward produced this program with Alan Smith and Rachel Senator. We had intern help today from Alec Hamilton and anybody else, and Sam Dishy. It's a freecountry.org editor, Anna Sale. Our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer. Have a nice day.